Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Straffolino, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines, Week in Review. Uber Eats launched two autonomous delivery pilots in Los Angeles. One pilot with the sidewalk delivery startup Serve Robotics will focus on shorter trips in West Hollywood. The other with autonomous vehicle company Motional will handle longer distances in Santa Monica. Uber said it's looking to partner with other players in the autonomous delivery market as well. Spotify began testing promoting artist NFTs in its apps, similar to how it already promotes merch and tickets. Select users of Spotify's Android app in the US will be able to preview artist NFTs on their profile pages, which can be clicked through to purchase them on external markets. Spotify does not take a commission on these transactions. Deadline sources say Netflix began working on live streaming on its platform. This would be used for live voting on unscripted competition shows or talent contests, or to live stream stand-up comedy specials. The effort is reportedly in early development, with no word on when it would become available. Apple added live captioning support to its iOS accessibility tools, available on any spoken content on the device and powered by on-device ML processing. Existing tools like Magnifier's Detection Mode gets a door detection feature, which will announce when the phone's camera sees a door, how far away it is, and if it's open. The sound recognition feature added the ability to add custom sounds to listen for. WatchOS also received new accessibility tools with the ability to mirror its screen to an iOS device. Tech industry trade groups NetChoice and the Computer Communications Industry Association appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court for an emergency stay on Texas law HB 20, which created liability for large platforms that moderate content based on the viewpoint of the user or another person. This request will be reviewed by Justice Samuel Alito, who can either unilaterally decide on the stay or refer it to the entire court. Justice Alito gave Texas until Wednesday to respond to the request. If Justice Alito denies the request, NetChoice could ask another justice to intervene. On Monday, Apple announced Apple Podcast Delegated Delivery System, which will let creators distribute their paid podcasts directly to Apple Podcasts from third-party hosting providers more easily. This gives Apple a way to compete with services like Spotify's Anchor. This fall, hosting providers such as Acast, Art19, Blueberry, Buzzsprout, Libsyn, OmniStudio, and RSS.com will support the delegated delivery system, with plans to add more over time. Apple also rolled out new App Store rules to let any developer increase the price of an auto-renewing subscription without first confirming it with users. Users will still be notified of the change, and developers cannot increase a subscription price more than once a year. Subscription increases of more than $5 a month or $50 a year will require users to manually resubscribe. In January, Google announced G Suite Legacy Free Edition users would have to start paying for Workspace to maintain custom domains, later clarifying it would offer a no-cost option for impacted users. Google has now announced that these users can now sign up to stay on the free Legacy Edition of G Suite for personal use tier, which will allow them to keep custom domains. Users have until June 27th to sign up. Samsung announced a partner early access program for its SmartThings home platform, which will allow companies to start testing device compatibility with the Matter smart home standard. Samsung said it's working with several smart home vendors on device testing, indicating Matter-compatible light bulbs, switches, motion sensors, and door locks are in development for Matter's fall launch. Elon Musk tweeted again Tuesday that his acquisition of Twitter can't move forward until he's convinced that Twitter's claim of 5% fake accounts is true. Twitter claimed that number in an SEC filing that Musk used to justify his bid. Market research firm SparkToro recently estimated the number at close to 19%, but that research counts automated accounts such as one that posts news headlines. At an event in Miami on Monday, Musk said a deal at a lower price wasn't out of the question. Tuesday, Twitter issued a statement saying it was committed to completing the transaction on the agreed price and terms as promptly as practicable. Musk waived due diligence when he signed the agreement to acquire the company and would need to pay $1 billion if he walks away from the deal. Framework announced that 12th-gen Intel chips are available in new second-generation models of its modular laptops, as well as in replacement mainboards for existing models. Full laptops run between $1,049 and $2,049, shipping in July. Mainboards cost between $449 and $1,049. There's also a replacement top cover to add more rigidity to the body. Later this year, Framework will also put out an expansion card with a Realtek RTL8156 controller supporting up to 2.5 gigabit Ethernet. YouTube launched new features. Most Replayed shows you a graph over the progress bar indicating the parts of a video that are most often replayed so you can find the most popular sections. Chapters is available on more than just TV and game console versions of YouTube, and Single Loop lets you put an individual video on endless repeat. TikTok began rolling out the ability to tag specific videos when uploading content to better enable creator credit and equitable attribution. Reuters sources also say TikTok began testing playing games on its app in Vietnam. TikTok reportedly plans to roll out gaming more widely in Southeast Asia, potentially as early as Q3. Qualcomm announced its wireless AR smart viewer reference design. These visor-like glasses use a Snapdragon XR2 chip and offer dual 90Hz 1080p micro OLED displays with a 40-degree field of view. It connects to Android phones over Wi-Fi 6 for low-latency processing. Qualcomm confirmed four manufacturers are developing products based on its designs. Mark Gurman of Bloomberg sources say Apple showed off an almost-finished mixed-reality headset to members of its board of directors this week. The sources indicate the next step is to finish development of the operating system for it, referred to as RealityOS or ROS. Gurman sources think the headset may launch this year or next year. And finally, the government of Canada banned the use of Huawei and ZTE equipment on 5G and 4G networks in the country, citing national security concerns. 5G equipment from the companies already in use must be removed by June 28, 2024, with 4G equipment removed by the end of 2027. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.